Good morning one more time.
Good morning.
I really gained a lot again from this assignment, tailor-made for me, apparently. But before I begin, I really want to thank our pastors and this congregation for once again enduring another opportunity of my sharing. I hope that the words of my mouth and that the meditation of all our hearts is acceptable to you, Almighty God and Creator. Amen. So Thanksgiving Day has come and gone, but we as followers of Jesus are in the business of gratitude every day of the year. If you were listening to today's gospel, you recall that it states, when the human one comes, he will separate us, the sheep and the goats. Those who have lived right and for others will be heading for paradise. And those who live mostly for themselves, well, they're going down. Remember, we're all given many choices and chances to do the right thing all day long. Should I please myself, or should I try to please others? It's called being loving. And you know what? In the book of John, he says this loving approach was inspired by Christ. Christ, who sacrificed and loved us so much, he gave his life for us. That's why we want to live sacrificially for our fellow believers and brothers and sisters. Have you ever noticed that Pastor David weaves this into a lot of his sermons and services? This notion that Christ gave up his life for us and calls us to follow him. I noticed, and I really pondered why that's so fundamental and crucial to him. And I guess it's because we're forgiven, and we're called to do some forgiving too. The pastors urged me to, don't be preachy. Share some testimony. So given our gospel today about hunger and thirst and loneliness and sickness, I'm going to share some stories of angels in our midst who made the right choice. I'm going to start out with the issue of hunger, naturally. I was going through a time in my life last year when I was very stressed out, empty, tired. Now I have a miracle to share, but that's another sermon. This little miracle came in the midst of that really rough time in my life, and it came in the form of homemade hot food delivered to my doorstep. A neighbor just dropped in to share some spaghetti and meatballs. Wow. 10 minutes later, another neighbor, who is a professional cook, brought me some Turkish food from her restaurant. Wow! And a half hour after that, here comes Diane with her famous chili. Wow, wow, wow. I was crying to God that my discouragement was overwhelming, and he sent in the troops just to feed me, many meals, and to strengthen my spirit so I could just keep on. They may not have known how much I needed that nurturance, but I think God knew. Here's another angel story. Remember Hurricane Sandy? I was driving, and there was a man in the road. He had a case of water, and he was just giving it out to whoever needed it. I don't remember what he looked like, but I was touched by his desire to freely give during this horrible crisis. I saw Christ in him. I won't forget that. People were thirsty and panicky. This man responded freely and with urgency. I love that word. He was happy to help, and it made me feel less afraid, knowing that there are a lot of loving, giving people in the world. Some of them are sitting right here in front of me. That's you. Okay, I'd like to talk about welcoming people. joined United Methodist Women, I don't remember which, but Maureen and Dave Peraza gave me the most beautiful big potted plant. I was very grateful and did not understand what I did to deserve this beautiful gift. I think Maureen just shrugged, her usual shrug, and said something like, "We just want you to know you're welcome here." Well, that was about 15 years ago. I guess I believe that. I keep showing up because they got it started. They welcomed me, and there's a lot of power in that. Here's another angel sighting. I had a friend many years ago. She struggled with addiction. Bad. Crack. She had bad relationships, and she gave birth to a little girl out of wedlock and really out of love also. She was very impoverished and needed everything to care for the baby. I casually mentioned this to my sister-in-law, Liz, and was presented with gigantic bags tied with ribbons and filled with clean and folded baby clothes. Now, I'm all into hand-me-downs and sharing them. You throw them in a bag and you pass them on, but not this gift. When my friend received these clothes and baby linens, she was overwhelmed with gratitude. Again, it was not just the stuff, it was the spirit that was reflected in the gift. A woman she had never met had taken time to give her a fresh start. She was touched, and I will never forget it. Now let me share a little angel sighting in terms of visiting the sick. We learned in our Bible study of Mark that the strength of a sick man's friends, their strength and their strong faith, that got their friend healing. This is the story when the friends lowered him in through the roof so that Christ could heal him. That sick man just went along for the ride. But his friends knew that Jesus could heal him. That was a productive visit, and the man was healed. I met some angels at a conference once. It was last year. It was organized to address prisoners' rights. I was astounded to learn that there is a massive movement designed to reduce the utilization of solitary confinement in our prisons. This movement is full of leaders from every faith and denomination, fighting for justice and peace. Now I know I'm a card-carrying Methodist, but a world leader known as the Pope shared that people who fight for justice and peace are demonstrating God's love. Everywhere, he urges us to constantly be missionaries. And let me mention John Wesley at this juncture. He issued a call to action. It's printed in your bulletin. We're going to say it as the benediction. He urges each and every one of us to get busy. So, of course, we want to be nice. We want to show love. And who's not compelled by hurting children or abandoned puppies? It's easy for us to show love to the innocent victim. I used to think that's what it meant to love the least among us, those in the most need. But today, I hear God suggesting that I love the least, meaning I need to love the hardest to love. It's so easy to love someone who deserves it. But again, I think the message is really none of us deserve. We all make mistakes, we all need forgiveness, but we are challenged to love, even the wicked, because they're God's kids gone astray. So whatever I can do to increase the peace, as they say, is good. And I know what you can do, and what you can do. And what you can do will add to the kingdom building. Together we make a beautiful mosaic. We can be the hands of God for each other. We can be the hands of God for each other. And that's what Jesus is calling his followers to do. All day long, all week long, all year long, the challenge remains the same. Show the love and spirit. Spirit of God to this world. Try harder to love, especially the ones that are hard to love. United we stand, united we fall. So let's stay united, let's stay humble, and let's stay busy making good choices in the name of God. As I was writing this, I'm a little crazy, so I really try to make sure I'm getting the essential message. And it reminds me of parenting. You know, I want Philip to know the most important message of all time. And what I said to him as he left the nest and living a dream of his own is listen to the God within you. Because if we really think God made us and he's in us, we just have to tap into it. We're not prepared for every dilemma, every problem, every need that we come across. But if we listen to the God within us, we're going to have the strength and the ability to target that need and give up our best. Let's make good choices in the name of God.